It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Braxton.
Check this out!
You're a doctor, you know. How many horns? Whereabouts is this island?
Well, I was actually reading about the Japanese man who was found on the deserted island near Taiwan.
Oh,
yesterday.
Crazy.
Did you read that?
Is this what, from the war?
No, just recently.
Oh, recently?
Yeah, he had run away. He was so sick of just like being a member of society.
Obviously swam away as well.
I guess. Yeah. To this remote island off Taiwan. And he'd been living there for the last 30 years and he'd found his bliss. In fact, all of his clothes had been blown away by typhoons. And he decided But he decided that, of course, his birthday
blown
suit
away
was,
by typhoons.
Yeah, but his bliss was just extraordinary. You know, like he had dropped all the pressures of being a functioning member of society, which he actually hated, and he'd connected with nature and decided to stop eating meat and fish because he loved the turtles so much.
Aww,
anyway, this
that's
is
a
nothing.
Really nice story.
That's a really beautiful story, actually.
Yeah,
but they've taken him off the island and sent him to a state house somewhere in Japan, which is very sad.
Some prefecture somewhere.
Yeah. He was in his 70s. He'd really old. But he'd been living, and he'd also been
off the grid. That's off the grid.
Off the grid, yeah.
He also
groomed the beach where he lived for 5 hours every day.
It's like a big zen garden.
I don't know
if you know. There's a beach up by Ahipara.
Oh yeah.
Up on near Nine Mile Beach up there, Northland up there, where there's a certain type of seaweed that doesn't grow anywhere else in the world. And there's people that live on the beach. Like, to get to this beach, I've been there, and we did a TV thing on it many years ago on the Havoc Newsboy. And to get there, you have to get into a big booty proper four-wheel drive, not one of your pick up the kids ones, a big booty one that goes over the rocks and so blah, 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 and is super uncomfortable when you bang your head on the roof.
But like a battle truck or something.
Battle truck.
We'll
talk about that in a minute.
Quintessential.
Yeah. And so you have to drive around the rocks for something like 30, 40 minutes to get around these rocks. And you get around this tiny little beach, and there's like seven or eight families or groups of people that live on this beach. There's no power. There's basically just shacks.
Oh my God.
And
what they do is they
wait for low tide and they go and harvest the seaweed, which they sell to a Japanese chemical company. And they make quite good money out of it. But my point being, I remember interviewing one of these guys, and as he turns around, he goes, the horse is just running through my flowers. There's a horse, just a wild horse, running through his flower patch here. Yeah, but so he's going, I sort of said, oh, so you don't have any power up here? And he goes, mate, look up there, mate. That's my TV up there, brother.
Yeah.
So looks up in the sky, and I thought, that's a good call and better programming.
Yeah, fully. I think that, you know, the fact that nature is becoming an exclusive item is just really tragic.
Yeah, totally.
We're monsters, aren't they, humans?
Speaking of TV.
I suppose you'd like a DVD review now or something. So we could skip from,
good,
you know,
producing,
like,
okay.
He's very subtle.
Well, BFM DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls. Dr. Maria Walls, what have you got for us today, madman?
Yeah, well, reversing right out of nature and ecology and straight into the world of fashionistas and Manolo Blahnik. Do you have
welcome
any?
To my world.
I don't have any.
I like the way it just came out, full disclosure straight away there. We're talking shoes, aren't we? We're talking the best shoes in the world, aren't we, really?
Well, apparently, yeah. So they're pretty expensive.
Obviously don't have a pair.
When you say pretty expensive, what are we talking? Price
well,
range?
You know, I was actually looking them up, and to buy them here, you'd be looking at a starting rate of about $1,300 a pair.
That's outrageous.
Yeah. It's a bargain.
And just because of the design of them, they're stilettos by and large. I mean, he does do a variety of heels, but they could easily snap them. In fact, it's a shame we don't have any Sex in the City sting.
Weren't you saying just then for a second? But
well,
stings.
Stings. Yeah. You know, because of course Carrie Bradshaw in Sex in the City is obsessed with Manolo Blahnik. In fact, it was like the biggest advertising.
The difference between that though.
Yeah, that's a great form of advertising.
Yeah.
Isn't it superb?
Apart from he's actually a craftsman and that show's rubbish. So.
Yeah. I hate Sex in the City.
Same,
and I'm sure that many listeners will disagree, but it really did my...
And plus...
Yeah,
is the movie a... It's a documentary. So.
It is a documentary, yes. And it was, and it's one of those, you know, fashion documentaries. They're kind of trending. They have been for the last sort of 5 years.
But it's such an amazing and if I want a better word, incestuous industry. You know,
Oh my gosh!
You know,
yeah,
it just manifests itself. There's so much going on. If you don't know about it, and then suddenly you get this like a window into how it all works. It's full on, man. It's
pretty close up.
What about that learned individual on the radio this morning saying that the fashion industry was full on, man? It's me. Make sure you write my name down.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, eh? It's full on. So some of the documentaries that have dealt with this full on industry include things like Iris or Dior and I. Mm. And of course, you know, Anna Wintour, you know, is always the subject of a lot of controversy. Do you know she only wears Manolo Blahniks?
Only?
Yeah. She states that quite clearly in this documentary.
You know, it's quite amazing, though. But I mean, he's obviously got other people working for him now, but he set such an amazing... That's the when you're a designer like that, you set... It's like Tom Ford or something.
You set this
precedent, don't you? That suddenly... You can't do rubber shoes. You can't suddenly... You can't do it. Remember Mossimo? Remember when Mossimo was like a cool brand and now it's just this big backup discount rubbish?
Yeah.
Like if you set a precedent that you're a cool brand, can you just make anything and then it will be cool?
Because you've already got
that established, like...
Yeah.
It's really hard in branding terms to destroy a good brand. Mm. And a classic example of that is VW.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, Volkswagen have been doing amazing cars forever, you know, the car of the people. But when the emissions scandal erupted...
You mean when they lied about all those things?
They lied about their emissions being
all right, but they weren't. All those cars, didn't
they did. But it really has taken virtually no... There's been no dent. Because their reputation's so, you know, outstanding. So, yeah, once you do build a brand reputation, it can be quite hard to destroy. Mm. However, the weird thing about this documentary, and because I would normally be quite cynical about such things, Manolo Blahnik himself is charming. He's a real darling, and he appears in this mauve suit, and he really rocks it throughout the whole documentary.
So is there like a...
It's very hard to rock mauve. It really is.
It really is, yeah. Yeah.
I like to mauve it more.
Is there like a climax of the doc?
Well, it wasn't that exciting. Yeah, I think we'll go with Rob's statement that perhaps, you know, it doesn't have, you know,
it's shoes.
There might be some dramatic event that this documentary has.
Mm.
Sometimes there's like a
moment. Yeah, it might be a better documentary if there was.
Right.
But the documentary.
I see what you're saying there.
Yeah, the documentary itself was actually directed by Michael Roberts, who's another fashionista, and he's been friends with.
That's my real name, isn't it?
Oh my gosh, it is too.
Yeah, freaky.
I didn't even click.
I don't even tell people I made this documentary. You've actually been off filming
fashion docs in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so busy, mate. So Mikey Havoc's alter ego has directed this amazing film about shoes.
So is the conclusion that you did think it was amazing, or
the documentary itself is just a, you know, it's a fashion doc, and if you're into fashion, this is great. However, he's charming enough to, you know, like Manolo.
Engage
anyone. He's really engaged.
His name's attributed to the line of footwear and stuff.
It is.
Footwear. Shoes is what they are.
Eponymous brand.
Is he reflected in the shoes, do you think? Do you find that out?
I think so, yes, very much so. There's a little statement in the film by a man who says that when he designs men's shoes, they're just slightly more effeminate than the women's ones. You know, wow. And he's just a dandy. He's a delight.
The world could do with a few more dandies.
Fully. And he's just gentle.
It's very
pleasant
to watch a dandy.
It is, yes. And he's so particular. And he actually goes into the workshop and actually fashions the heels, you know, by hand using wood and things like that. So he is really a craftsperson or an artisan. Mm. And he's so passionate. In fact, it talks about his childhood when he was just completely obsessed with shoes. Mm. In fact, making shoes for lizards, which is the full title of this film.
Manolo, making shoes for lizards.
Manolo, the That's boy amazing. Who made shoes for lizards.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Have you packed your lizards?
Sarah Jessica Parker? lizard-like, at least.
What?
She says
you
things like...
Say that.
No, I think she is. Me too. It's a personal opinion. I'm not afraid of heights. Have you seen my shoes? There's a Carrie Bradshaw quote.
Beautiful.
Hey, Maria, we've got to go now, but you've got a copy of that to give away?
We have, yes.
Let's just, if you, all you need to do is spell the word Manolo. Text in the word Manolo correctly, spell it correctly. If you love shoes, then you'll know how to spell it. 5395, your name and your Simplicity B card number, please. Fabulous. Do that now and we'll be into it. We'll rock it.
Yeah, and unfortunately we've got no Manolo Blahniks to give away this week.
But we do have shoes for lizards.
Yes.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.